presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Ox. Together with Watanabe, Hipplewater, and Scudder, they're able to capture the gangster Martin and hand him over to the police. Martin, of course, is the brother of the beautiful Cleopatra, with whom the Honorable Archie is in love. Unfortunately, the man escaped from prison and has sworn to wreak vengeance upon Archie, Hipplewater, and Scudder. The latter two gentlemen have fled and are hiding in some Turkish bath, while the Honorable Archie is nervously waiting in his apartment under police protection. It is afternoon. Listen.
Frank?
Yes, Mom?
I say, open the window, will you?
Yes, Mom, all right. Oh, so, looking out the window, Honorable Archie, spring has sprung.
I know, Frank, that's why it irks me so terribly to have to stay in my apartment all day.
Me too, please.
And that's why you see I'm loosening my collar, and I'm going to stand at the open window and do some deep breathing exercises.
Oh, yes, please, because fresh air, our man's best friend.
You're thinking of the dog.
Fresh air, our dog's best friend, our best what?
No, fresh air is the man's best dog.
What?
I don't bother.
Oh, what matter?
Well, never mind, it doesn't matter, you see. Now, get up out of the way, Frank. I must breathe.
Yes, all right.
Lack of exercise, deficiency of oxygen, faulty metabolism, low blood pressure, sluggish liver, inactive thyroid. Oh, gracious alive, the things that I've got. Simply awful.
Oh, gracious alive, heaven's sake, what a fierce condition you are in, Honorable Arthur, don't you?
Yes, of course I am. I'm the outdoor type, Frank. And deprived of my fresh air and exercise, I'm like a flower. I wilt.
Oh, well, start to breathing up deeply at once, please.
All right, then. Now, here I go. In through the nose.
In the nose.
Out through the mouth.
Out the mouth.
In through the nose.
In the nose.
Out through the mouth.
Out in the mouth.
In through the nose.
In the nose.
Hold for 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Out through the mouth.
Oh, you not wait for 10, please.
You count it too slowly. Anyhow, that's better.
All right. Everything all right now? Deficiency of oxygen, metabolism, sluggard liver, and inactive typhoid?
Yes, Frank, I'm fine. At least I think I am. Isn't it time for you to take another cup of tea to the detective?
Oh, let me see. I have drunk a cup of tea 20 minutes ago to that gentleman, Honorable Archer. Don't you think that's plenty?
No, you better take him another one now, Frank.
But Honorable Archer, those detective gentlemen, he say he have never drinking so many cups of tea in he born life. This one cup of tea are going to be number 17, Honorable Archer, please.
Yes, but don't you know why I'm sending tea to the detective every 20 minutes?
To uplifting the tea industry, maybe?
No, Frank, to satisfy myself that he's still there on the watch. I can't rush out and make it appear that I'm checking up on him, so I use the indirect method and continually send you out with cups of tea.
Yes, Mom, but those detective gentlemen say that you are exploding so much kindness on him that he don't know where to put it.
Well, anyhow, Frank, so long as the detective is there, in the hall, you see, no man can get through to the apartment here without being seen.
Oh, yes, and those detectives, he say, that was on the 11th cup.
Yes.
He say, buddy, I hoping that Martin guy will trying to arriving here and shooting Mr. Chisaberry full of holes to pieces. I hope he will try to kill Mr. Chisaberry dead. That's what detectives say.
Yes, well, I hope he won't get near enough to try it.
Oh, yes, please.
I wish to goodness they'd catch him, Frank. You know, I'm getting awfully jumpy knowing that the man's at liberty and sort of waiting around for something to happen.
Yes, but not getting jumpy, please, Honorable Archer.
Well, it does seem rather hard luck on me, Frank. Don't you think?
What? Don't you? What?
Well,
what
I haven't told you. Yet, have I? No.
What?
Well,
no.
To have paid all the expenses in going to Mexico, running the great personal risk of contacting this man, and then when I'm finally instrumental in capturing him and handing him over to the police, who've been looking for him for weeks, I said when I'd done all this, They put him in jail and let him escape.
Oh, very hard to rocky. So sorrow.
I have to stay here, cooped up in the apartment, waiting for him to come and wreak vengeance on me.
Yes, and it seems Mr. Whipperwater and Miss Ascada, the captain dear, are similar, you know.
Well, their cases aren't quite the same, Frank.
If I so not.
Well, I mean, they haven't the personality that I have.
What?
I mean, you can't tell me that an intelligent criminal is likely to shoot them when he has a chance to shoot me.
Oh, that let me unjangle them verbs, please. A criminal having a chance to shoot is hurrying. Right? Are you with that?
Yes.
Something
yes.
Wrong here.
What do you mean, huh?
Well, what difference to a criminal caring if he's going to shooting a revenge bullet at a gentleman which he are mad, no matter his personality or who's it? That's what I right now.
I don't think you quite follow me, Frank. Oh. Well, here's an illustration.
All right.
Supposing I come into a drawing room full of people.
Yes, me too, Anubarati?
Yes, you can come if you like.
All right.
Fine, that's fine. Oh. Now, when I enter, naturally there's a silence, you see. I begin to talk, and quite unconsciously, in the silent drawing room full of people, I find myself addressing my remarks to one man or woman.
So,
you see, I'm drawn instinctively to the most magnetic personality in the room.
So.
And it's the same with this man, Martin. If he came into a room and I happened to be chatting to Mr. Scudder and Mr. Hipperwater, which one of us do you think he'd shoot?
Mr. Hipperwater, because he has the fattest target.
He would not shoot Mr. Hipperwater.
Oh, excuse me, I make a mistake. He would shoot Mr. Scudder.
He wouldn't even see Mr. Scudder. He'd raise his gun and shoot straight at me.
What? With a room full of people?
That's the whole point. The man couldn't help himself. He'd shoot at my magnetic personality.
In other words, you love the magnets in your personality.
No, I don't love it, Frank. I mean, there are times when I wish it didn't stick out quite so much.
Oh, I don't know, please.
Well, never mind. Just pop your head out of the door and make sure the office is still in the hall, will you?
Yes, Mom. All right. I hope you are there, all right. Oh, so, what is it?
Well, what's the matter, Frank? What is it?
Oh, envelope on floor. Seem like letter.
A letter under the door, you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, probably under the milk bill, that's all right.
Let me open, same.
Oh, so, catastrophia. Oh, but give it to me. What is it, Frank?
Yeah.
They're making funny noises. What?
By handing those letter at you, very shudder.
Great Scott. Just one line scrawled on the margin of a newspaper. It won't be long now. I'll get all three of you. Signed, Martin.
Oh,
how the dickens could that note have got under my door with a detective watching in the hall?
I don't know, please.
I said, what an infernally disturbing thing to happen, Frank.
Dear inferno, all right.
The man, or agent of the man, must have been in this very building.
Oh.
Hang it, I ought to let Mr. Hipwater and Mr. Scudder know about this.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know where they are.
Well, don't you see Mr. H and Mr. S since about the night, please?
No, not since they rushed out of here, Frank, when they had the first news of Martin's escape and went to hide, presumably in some Turkish baths.
Oh, heaven's sake, don't those two gentlemen going home of since, I ask you?
No, of course not, Frank. Mrs. Hipwater and Mrs. Fanicle have been constantly calling me, as you know, and accusing me of leading their men from the straight and narrow path.
Oh, but not necessity to leading them furrows anywhere, Honorable Archer. They rush for pair of men out of here just like a bullet out of a bow and arrow.
I know, quite. Those stupid women, though, blame it onto me. The last time they telephoned, I was pretty abrupt with them, too.
Is that so?
No, look here, Frank.
Now,
with regard to this note, you'd better ask the detective to step in here and see me at once, will you?
Yes, and shall bring him another cup of tea, please?
No, to blazes with him, Frank. I'm not going to pamper him anymore at 80 cents a pound.
No, that's too fierce, all right.
That's a lot. Oh. What? Who is it?
Oh,
nobody, I expect. It wouldn't be, would it, after that note, do you think, Frank?
What? I don't know, please.
Well, you'd better go and see, don't you think, huh?
Yes, Mom, but I got Quakers in my knees, Honorable Archer.
Oh, there's nothing to quake about, I think. I mean, I hope.
Oh, I go and slung door open, Honorable to getting on behind side the draperies.
Yes, I am more or less, Frank. I'm just poking my head out.
Have you got your personality behind the draperies?
Yeah.
Mrs.
Hipperwater
here, sir.
Who is my husband?
Oh, which one?
Oh, there's
Arthur.
Arthur? Oh, hello, Mrs. Hipperwater. Why, there you are, then, huh?
Yes, here I am. And where is Augustus? Where did you put him? I want my husband.
Mrs. Hipwater, I haven't got your husband.
The night before last, he left home, and he said he was coming here to have dinner with you and Captain Scudder. And that's the last time I saw him. Where is Augustus, Archie? Go lose him.
Mrs. Hipwater, please calm down, my dear lady.
My dear lady, calm down, please.
All right, Frank. I can't produce him. He rushed out of here when he heard that this gangster Martin had escaped and was coming here to shoot us, you see.
Well, then what are you here for?
Oh, well, that's different. I'm here because the police want me to be here. I'm being used as the bait in a trap.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Hipperwater. Honorable Archies are the piece of cheese.
Yes, I'm a piece of cheese, you see.
Then why can't Augustus be at his home as another trap? Why can't he be a piece of cheese?
Well, he is. I mean, no, what? He's not. I wish I knew where he was. He could be a piece of cheese. We should be happy for him to be a piece of cheese, to help us catch this man, this rat.
Now, you see here, Archibald Chisselberry, I don't believe a word of it. You know very well that Augie's weakness is having a merry time, and he's easily led, and you've led him into something, Archie, and now he's ashamed to come home. Produce Augustus, Archie. Produce my husband.
I can't produce him, Mrs. Hipwater. Do you think I can roll him out of a hat like a magician's rabbit?
All right. I'm going to sit right here till you produce my husband. You led him astray, and you have to lead him back. I'm going to sit right here if I have to sit for a month.
But Mrs. Hipwater, you can't sit here for a month. I mean, I live here. It isn't nice.
It's not nice.
No.
I don't care. You've compromised Augie, and I'll compromise you.
Oh, dear. Frank, don't stand there staring and do something.
Well, what have I did, please?
Well, there you are. There's something for you to do. Answer the door.
Yes, Mom. All right.
You know, Mrs. Hipwater, you're behaving like a very foolish person.
Archibald Chisselberry?
Yes?
Do you see this umbrella?
Yes, I do. Are you expecting rain?
No, but I'm expecting to use it. But
oh,
my
dear... Mrs. Madam Chapman, please.
I'll see for myself.
Oh, hello, who's that, huh?
It is me, Mrs. Flanagan. And is that you?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
And what have you done with Captain Scudder?
Oh, heaven's sake, I'm getting worse.
Where is he? He hasn't been home for 2 nights. And it is you that led him astray, Mr. Chisholmborough?
My hat, my dear Mrs. Flanagan, I don't know where Captain Scudder is. He ran away because he was frightened of a man who was expected here to shoot him, you see? And I'm here because the man wants to shoot me, too, and I'm a trap. I'm bait.
Oh, yes, Honorable Archies are a piece of cheese, Mrs. Flanagan.
Oh, he is he?
Oh, yes.
Well, if Chisholmborough can be a piece of cheese and stay home, then Scudder can be just as big a piece of cheese, and it is me that's saying it. We're engaged to be married, and I want him back to the boarding house. Deliver Captain Scudder to me, Mr. Chisholmborough.
I can't. I don't know where he is.
Then I'll sit right here till you find him.
Oh, that's splendid. And you better meet Mrs. Hipwater.
How do you do, madam? Oh, how do you do? I feel for you, Mrs. Flanagan. He's got my husband.
And I feel for you, Mrs. Hipwater. He's taken me, sweetheart.
Mr. Chisholmberry is a homebreaker.
He is not. He's a skunk and a snake. And a wild hyena.
I'm not.
You are. And you're not fit to sleep with the pig.
Oh, yes, he are, Mrs. Flanagan.
Of course I am. I can sleep with it. What are you doing?
I don't
want to sleep with it. Oh, don't hit me, Mrs. Hipwater. Confounded people. Is it alive?
Now, the makers of Graco shirts and Endlock ties have developed from their 35 years' experience in the neckwear business the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal and can be fastened to any closet door or piece of furniture. And it is so easy to obtain one. Purchase a Graco Endlock tie. Remove the paper band and send it, together with 10 cents, to Graco, care of this station. And one of these handsome racks will be sent to you immediately. Remember, Grayco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.